Okay, so let me sir, get you state your name and ADC number for the record this time, sir.
Rajani Walker, 318-838.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Walker, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that's been presented to the board, we do take note that you were notified of this hearing back on February the 22nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And among other things on there stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
No.
Are you going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. As you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing this morning. I want to introduce them to you. To your right, all the way on your right side, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. On the other side of the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead for your hearing this morning. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you can see now, and that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer for today. Mr. Walker and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm? Mr. Walker?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, Mr. Turner, you have two allegations on your warrant, and I'm going to read each of them and would you tell me whether it's true or false. And this will be phase one of your hearing. If we go to phase two, we can get all kind of details. Okay. The first allegation reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 24, 2019 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 24, 2018 through January 25, 2019. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Ava House, 345 North 6th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on about January 14, 2019 without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a stranger from supervision. Mr. Walker, is that one true or false?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to offer a motion, and this is going to be to go into phase two. My motion is going to be to find that, based upon the admission of Mr. Walker, find him that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we are preparing to go into phase two of your hearing. However, we're going to begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back, we're going to talk with you, and you can talk with us, and we'll go from there, sir. So if you just remain quiet, and now we're going to get some background information, and that information is going to be provided to us by the gentleman that you can see now, and that is Mr. Turner. Honorable Mr. Turner, would you provide us with some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Walker was released from ADC custody on 12-24-2018 and arrested on 1-31-2019 by ADC Parole Electronic Monitoring Unit on an ADC warrant. No new charges were noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 1-31-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5-12-2019 with 17 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, child/adult abuse, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. There's no prior terms in supervision. He has no disciplinary noted. Other arrest, 2009, forgery, Florida, unknown. 2010, fraud, Florida, unknown. 2010, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, felony, Florida, unknown. He has a GB score of G1, V1. He is a level 2 sex offender that is registrable, notifiable. The victim was 14 years of age.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Okay, now we are back to you, Mr. Walker. And first of all, I'm going to just look at some information provided to the board in the case supervision summary. And it seems that when you were released from Iman Meadows, you were released to go to Ava House, and somehow you left Ava House and without permission, and no one knew where you were. Why did you leave from Ava House, or did you ever go to Ava House? What happened there, sir?
I did go to Ava's house. I was kicked out of Ava's house.
Why did they kick you out, sir? Why would they kick you out? Such a distinguished young man like you, why would they kick you out of that facility, sir?
Ava's house is a money-making business, and I wasn't providing them the money that required.
Okay, so I guess my next question would be, did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
No, I wasn't able to gain employment due to the fact that I had to wait for an ID to come through the mail, and after that, wait for Social Security after retaining my ID. So between those two things, by the time I actually got both of those items in my possession to actually get a job, I had been disqualified from the program.
Okay.
And they say.
And you failed to submit a UA that you didn't submit a UA at all while you were out for, or did you?
Well, I actually did get a job, but no, I didn't have a UA through TAS.
Okay, so but you did get a job, so you're saying?
Yeah, I got a job after I had got kicked out.
Okay.
When I went to report on the 31st, which was my report date, I had all the information that they had needed for that, and you know, re-registered to the coroner that they were going to send me, knowing that I was homeless as well.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where were you living? So you were homeless. So where were you living at? Homeless? Were you at Cass, or where were you, sir?
No, I mean, Cass is really not a place to go. I work overnight, so for the most part during the day, I could just be, you know, wherever. Go over to, you know, a friend's house and, you know, sit around for a couple hours up until I got back to work. So at nighttime, I didn't really have to really worry about anything else going on or where I would be. From the hours of 9 to 6 to 6:30, I was at work.
So what kind of work were you doing, sir?
I was in a cold storage warehouse.
Okay. You have a school. What were you doing in that warehouse? I'm just curious. What were you?
Moving produce in from truck. Well, from the floor to the trucks, loading trucks.
So if the board lets you out now, or you get out in May, would you still have employment there, or you don't know?
I do not know. I mean, because of the abruptness of, you know, my departure, I mean, I can explain to them what happened, and possibly I'll be able to get that back. But I can't be for sure on that.
Do you have any family members or supporters in here in Arizona, sir?
I do not.
You do not? So where are your family from, sir? Or where is your family at?
New York.
Oh, New York. Okay. So you're the only one out here in
the.
You're the only one out here in Arizona, sir. We know that you're going to be successful once you get out, whether you get out now or you get out in May. We can just look and tell that you're going to be successful, and you won't see you running around with that orange t-shirt on the game.
I'm not really expecting to, you know, get out prior or be reinstated back onto parole, you know, due to the poor choices that I did make. What I am hoping that I can get is at least my 17 days back, because running is something that I didn't choose to do.
Okay.
You know, I did report, it was my birthday, it would have been my first paycheck, and none of that I'm going to actually receive because all of that has been stolen from me as of right now. So, like, that's work that I did for nothing, and, but I, like I said, I chose to come in knowing what could possibly happen.
Okay, now let me just say this now, as a release to that, that's going to be time comp. You really need to work with your CO3 to see if they can, add those 17 days back to you or give you credit rather for those 17 days.
I'm sorry.
You need to discuss this with your CO3 and ask them to work with time comp to make a determination whether you can get credit for these 17 days. So we won't be able to do that. The board is not going to be able to do that for you. But if you have legitimate reasons, you can work with the time comp through your CO3 and see if you can make that happen. There's a possibility that you can, and maybe we hope that you could, but we can't. No guarantees from us on that one, sir. We don't want to provide you with any misinformation. Misleading information, but I encourage you to work. As soon as you get off the phone with us, go to your CO3, start working on it, sir. At this time, sir, I'm going to see if my distinguished colleagues might have some questions for you. Okay. While waiting on them, the Honorable Mr. Turner has some information he would like to share with the board. Mr. Turner,
yes, sir.
I'd
like to read a couple of notes for the record. On 1/25/2019, Unit Supervisor Dan Pareda received a phone call from Abel's House Manager Monia Marino. She stated that the offender reported to their facility was residing there. However, she stated the offender one day, a long time ago, collected his property and left the property and never returned. She indicated she did not know where the offender's whereabouts were nor how to contact them. On 1/31/2019, when the offender did report, he was staffed with the same unit supervisor, Mr. Pareda. Offender was questioned, why did he leave Abel's house without prior approval from his assigned PO? The offender did not provide an excuse. The offender was questioned where he had been since leaving Abel's house. The offender did not answer the question. The offender was questioned why he didn't immediately report to EMU after leaving Abel's house. The offender stated he was attempting to be accepted into another halfway house and was trying to avoid being placed on GPS monitor.
Okay. Thank you so very much, sir, for sharing that with us. Okay, so at this time, I'm going to see if, again, see if board members might have any questions for Mr. Walker. I don't see any questions. Sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make a decision. So at this time, anything else you want to share with the board? Any other information you would like to provide the board with, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Please hang on to the phone. As you know or you may not know, in Arizona we operate under the open meeting law and you can hear everything that we say. We don't do anything behind closed doors. Everything we do and say, and this is the first time that the board will have had an opportunity to discuss your case. So please just stay on the phone and listen, and then the board will have this discussion, and then we'll be right with you with the decision of the board. I find that Mr. Walker is a very interesting young gentleman. I understand his situation. Whatever happened at Abel House, he said, with lack of resources, but whatever happened, that just did not work out. And as a result of that, he did abscond for 17 days. And I think that he recognized the fact that he had made a mistake there, and he indicated himself that he's not expected that the board would reinstate him, but he would hope that he would be able to get these get credit for these 17 days. And as I've already stated to him, he needs to work with his CO3 to work with time comp to see if that's possible. I think in view of where everything is, and he has about 2 months before he will be released, I think it would be best for him just to complete his time and and come May 12th, when he gets out, then he won't have to report to a CO3, and he can remain in Arizona or go to New York or whatever he needs to do at that time. But that's just my feeling as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing nothing from other board members at this time, I'm going to offer a motion. And my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2019-W0253. Well, there's discussion and with Mr. Walker and testimony from Mr. Turner. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision based upon the same in as much as he did Wisconsin for 17 days, and he, as well as the fact that he will be out in about 2 months at any rate. The schedule, according to information that we have, on May the 12th, 2019. Therefore, my motion is to revoke the community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kavanis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, as I've said three times now, you will be released on, or you're scheduled to be released, let me put it that way, on May 12th, 2019, just around the corner. We hope that you will put together a plan and that we will never see you in orange again, and we wish you the best and success. And this will end your hearing, sir. Thank you so much for your participation and being so receptive with the board this morning, sir. Thank you, sir. Please give the phone to
you.
Please give the phone to your CO3, to one of the officers there, sir. Don't hang up.